Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Mem Aleph, Nedarim 41a, pagination is 81, about a quarter of the way down. The first word on the line is Alumav, and then we begin. Quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Kol Mishkavo Afachta V'Cholyo, that there is tremendous upheaval as a result of illness. Amar Rav Yosef, Lama Demishkach Limudo. Rav Yosef taught that sometimes a person forgets his Torah learning. Rav Yosef Chalash. Rav Yosef, in one incident, got sick. Iyakele Limudei, and he forgot his learning. Ahadre Abaye Kamei, and Abaye, his student, brought it back for him, reminded him of his learning. That is why we frequently find in the study of Talmud, Amar Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef might say, Lo Shamiali, I never heard of such a thing. Hadashmaita, about this learning. Amalei Abaye, and Abaye would reply, At Amrita Nehelon, you're the one who taught this to us. Omehamas Nisan Amrita Nehelon, and you proved it from the following Mishnah as source material. Kiave Gomer Rebbe Telasasre Api Hilchasa, when Rebbe, in a similar incident, studied 13 ways of understanding a halacha, Agmre L'Rabchia Shiva Minhon. He taught Rabchia 7 of them. L'sof Cholash Rebbe. Later on, Rebbe got sick. Ahade Rabchia Kamei Hanu Shiva Api de Agamrei. So Rabchia was able to teach him the 7 that he himself was taught. Shita Ozdu. But 6, it seemed, would be lost. Havahu Katsra, there was a certain laundryman. Hava Shamiale Lerebi Kedahava Goris Lahu. And he used to listen as Rebbe was learning. Apparently, either he was teaching other people or he was learning aloud. And this laundry man used to eavesdrop, and he was a Talmud Chacham. He learned the other approaches to the halacha. Also, Rav Chia ve'gomar yason kamei katsra. So Rav Chia went and studied these other 6 approaches from the laundry man. Va'ase ve'hada yason kamei Rebbe. And he returned them to Rebbe. He taught them back to Rebbe. Kadavachazi le Rebbe lahu katsra, when Rebbe would see that laundryman, omale Rebbe, Rebbe would say, Ata osisa osi ve'eschia. You made, or you restored, me and Rebchia. Ikeda Amri, others say that what he said was a different quote. Hachika omale, ata osisa eschia. You made Chia, you taught him the Torah, v'chia asa osi, and Chia in turn taught it to me. So these are 2 stories about illness. The person recovered, and their Torah, at least on some level, was restored to them. V'amar Rabbi Chzandri, amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Godol nation asa lechol yosem and a nation asa nachananya mishava azarya. The comparison between a person who's sick with a fever and the fire that threatened to burn Hananya mishava azarya is such that in this comparison, the ill person is in a worse situation. Why? On some level, Shalchananya Meshava Azarya Eshal Hedyet. The fire that threatened Hananya Mishal and Azarya was a fire of humanity. A human fire, physical fire. Ve'alkol yucholum l'chabosa. And really, it's the type of fire that anybody can put out. You douse it, and it goes out. Ve'zu shalchola, but the heat affecting a sick person, shal shamayim hi, it's a heavenly heat, umiyachal lechavosa, and who could possibly put it out? except for Hashem himself, and you have to ask through prayer for a recovery. So this is the perspective on recovery. There's a different perspective that we could put on the person if in heaven they have decided that it's time for him to die. So again, until this point was illness, and now we're going to discuss three examples of this perspective that Kevin Shegia Kitzo Shal Adam Hakom Mosh Limbo. Once it comes time for a person to die, anybody or anything could end up being the messenger from Hashem to do it. Shenemar, in the words of Kayin in Parshas Bereishis, V'hayokom motzi yahargeni, it will be that whoever finds me will kill me. Literally, whoever finds me. Because the person has already been decreed to die. And the Masha points out that that's so apropos for Kayin, because of all people, to end up killing Kayin, he gets killed by Lemech, who was blind. Lemech shot an arrow that killed Kayin. Of all people that you would have thought, if you would have met him in battle, so it's not hard to protect yourself from a blind person. And that's this pasuk, Kol Motzi Yahargeni, if it's the destined time, then anyone could be the facilitator of Hashem's decision. Rav Amar min Adein Kara, Rav used to say it from a different pasuk, L'mishpatecha amdu hayom, for judgment we stand today, ki akol avodecha, everyone is your servant, Hashem, to cause the implementation of your decree. Rabbi Bar Shila, Omrule Shachiv Gavra Gavoa, Havarachiv Girdona Zuta. They told Rabbi Bar Shila that a tall person died. He was riding a mule. Mata Titura, they reached the bridge. Istavit, the animal became crazed, Shadje, and threw this tall person. Vekashachiv, and he got killed. Kari al nafshe lemishpatecha amdu ayom. So Rabbi Bar Shila said the expression based on this pasuk that a person is in judgment from Hashem, anything can do it. You would have thought that this tall person, I guess, would be stronger, more protected, but a crazed animal throws him. Of all ways to go, anything can be the shliach if that's the destiny. Similarly, a third example, so we have Kayin, and then we have this mule that got crazed, and Shmuel Chazilahu Akriva, he saw a scorpion, Yasiva al Akrukta, that was on a frog, V'ovra Nara, and like this, the scorpion was able to get across the river on the back of the frog. Tarka Gavro Miss, and he bit a person, and the person died. Kari Ale, and Shmuel made this similar declaration, L'mishpatecha amdu ayom, the most unlikely of messengers can fulfill Hashem's bidding. If that's what's supposed to happen, that's what's going to happen. So again, the first part of the Gemaras that we did were the topic of illness, recovery, and a person should daven directly to Hashem, recognizing that the fever is the fire of Hashem. And then we have three cases where if it's Hashem's psak, Hashem's decision, Hashem's mishpat, that the person should be killed. So we have Kayin by a blind person, we have this seemingly strong person thrown from his animal, and we have the scorpion making it across the river on the back of a frog to implement the decree against the person who was on the other side of the river. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.